This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Aurora has banned police from using chokeholds. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez explains.
The Aurora City Council voted unanimously to ban the use of carotid holds by the Aurora Police Department. The council's decision also banned all other chokeholds. The decision turns a new department policy from Police Chief Vanessa Wilson into city law. That means that a future police chief can't simply change the policy to allow its use. The technique was used by Aurora police officers who attempted to detain Elijah McClain last year. McClain died days later. The new law comes as police face multiple investigations into their actions and patterns of practices. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
The Democratic National Convention doesn't include many Coloradans this year, but two of them will take the virtual stage tonight. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
One of those speakers is Laura Packard, a cancer survivor turned healthcare advocate. She'll speak in defense of the Affordable Care Act, which she says helped save her life, and argue for expanding health coverage to all Americans. Tonight, we'll also see a brief appearance by Howard Cho, first vice chair of the Colorado Democratic Party. He'll talk about the struggles of working parents during the coronavirus pandemic. His cameo is part of something the convention has dubbed Roll Call Across America, in which party members will officially nominate Joe Biden as their presidential candidate. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
And CPR News will carry NPR's live coverage of tonight's convention beginning at 7 o'clock. Governor Polis has put a statewide ban on campfires and fireworks for the next 30 days. Many parts of Colorado already have fire bans in place. Coming up on the program, Democrat Mark Warner of the Senate Intelligence Committee discusses the report on ex-Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's contacts with Russian intelligence in the 2016 election. That's coming up next. And in 10 minutes, the latest on the four massive fires burning in remote areas of Colorado. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas reports their locations are making firefighters' work especially difficult. Right now it's 96 in Denver, 100 in Grand Junction, 98 in Pueblo, 93 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.